I guess, where to begin? Logically, at the beginning. That's where most stories start, although the beginning of this story is probably somewhere near the middle. Let's start at the beginning of my story. After all, there's no one else to tell it.
Dr. Jackson, wake up. Something's happened, sir. You need to wake up.
Like most people who've done a tour or two at the SGC, Hunter can honestly claim to have been, well, to have seen everything. Canny, phlegmatic, takes a lot to spook him. But that day he was thoroughly spooked.
I swear to God, sir, I don't know what the hell's going on. How did we get here?
What's that?
You're asking the wrong soldier, sir. It's your lab. Don't you recognize it?
No, I don't recognize it at all. Sitting in the middle of my workbench was a golden box, clearly of Goa'uld origin, but I had no idea where it had come from or what it was doing in my lab. In the eerie silence, I could hear nothing but his breathing, fast and shallow, as he darted, gun first, out of sight. Scattered along the length of the corridor in twos and threes were people.
Been unable to make contact with anyone outside the base. All entrances and exits are locked down and inoperable. For all intents and purposes, we're cut off.
Then he said,
"Now, does anyone have an explanation for whatever the hell is going on?"
Lit only by the incandescent blue of the wormhole and the flashes of ZAT, staff weapons, and other laser sights, the invasion continued. Jack yelled, "Fall back! Fall back!" But then Tilt grabbed his arm and pointed at the control room above them. It was swarming with Jaffa. Sam and Hammond were gone.
They've lost it. They've lost the gate room.